Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Connor Barkon. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say they have made an arrest in two of three home invasions on Temple students. Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor says the suspect is a 23-year-old man. More details are expected to come. Police had been looking for at least two men who broke into off-campus housing starting on November 9th. In one case, police say the suspects forced 11 people into a basement and took their debit cards, phones, and car keys. Well, it's a busy day out there on the roads, rails, and in the skies as people make their way to their Thanksgiving destinations. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the airport.
The TSA screening lines here at Terminals D and E stretch from the checkpoint past the moving walkway all the way to the parking garage. The place was packed for the early morning flights. Jordan Leisure and her sister going to Florida to be with family already had the big Thanksgiving meal in mind.
Food for sure.
Yeah. Definitely the food. Definitely the bread, the homemade bread and stuffing.
Yeah.
Others decided to book a trip they usually wouldn't take during the holiday, like Jacqueline and her fiance.
We haven't been away in a while. We're getting married next year, so this is like a pre-honeymoon kind of thing. So we're just going somewhere warm to get away for a few days.
That somewhere warm is in Mexico, and that's where Andre and his family were going too.
Away from stress. But sun is good way to release stress, so that's why we're looking for a sun.
Overall, the airport is experiencing the busiest Thanksgiving since before the pandemic, around 867,000 passengers flying in or out during this period. The busiest days are expected to be Saturday and Sunday as people head home. At the airport, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's Thanksgiving Day Parade is the oldest in the nation. And KYW's John McDevitt reports preparations are underway for the holiday tradition.
Sound checks and decorating are underway. A truck full of porta potties just rolled in here. The steps of the Philadelphia Art Museum doubles as a stage for the televised parade. I caught up with Todd Mercacci, co-producer for the parade, who was securing some colorful flags for the show.
We're really excited about the beautiful weather. Lord, I remember the days of being out here with snow, rain, everything else you can think of, and wind, everything else you can think of. The stars are lining up, hopefully knock on wood there, but the stars continue to line up between now and Thursday, and we just really look forward to entertaining the people of Philadelphia either on TV or along the parade route with all of the creativity and excitement.
There'll be marching bands, floats, balloons, dance troops, musical acts, and of course Santa Claus. The parade route is about a mile and a half. It steps off 8:30 Thursday morning at 20th Street and JFK Boulevard, making its way here to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's the holidays, and that means gathering with family, often with some food and drink. But KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams says the American Heart Association warns of heart issues that can arise during the holidays.
Eat, drink, and be merry, but don't go too far. Heart-related deaths increase by about 5% during the holiday season as we cram in more salt, more sugar, and more alcohol, which can result in what's called holiday heart, or cardiac rhythm disturbances brought on by increased indulgence of salty foods and alcohol.
And that's even if they don't have risk factors, meaning high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, etc. And those who do have these risk factors are even at higher risk of developing all the above.
That's Dr. Iman Hamad, director of the Advanced Heart Failure and Transplant Program at Temple University Hospital and board member of the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women campaign in Philadelphia. She says if you are at high risk,
make sure that your sugars are controlled, that you monitor them. If you have high blood pressure, that you're still avoiding the salt. You know, moderation is the key. You want to enjoy the holiday, but at the same time, you want to make sure that your health is good.
And if you're running around entertaining, note that stress also plays a role in cardiac events as it raises cortisol levels. Bottom line, she says, enjoy, but take it easy. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA is in the process of redesigning its bus routes to make them more efficient. As we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo, A transit advocacy group has released the results of its own survey on what riders want in a new bus system.
The group Transit Forward Philadelphia says SEPTA bus riders want reliability. 79% of riders in the group's survey listed poor bus service as their top concern. SEPTA is trying to do something about that with its bus route overhaul. Transit Forward's advocacy director, Yasha Zarenkelk, said two-thirds of the riders surveyed would be willing to make a trade-off for faster service.
Bus. 67% of riders that we surveyed overall said that, yes, they would be willing to walk further to a bus stop if it meant getting to their destination 10 or 15 minutes faster.
The results of the survey of 2,500 riders were released during a webinar Tuesday. SEPTA last month issued a draft of its bus redesign that consolidates routes and eliminates others. The new bus network is expected to be in place by this time next year. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Connor Barkon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.